Good morning, everybody. Let's pass these around. Okay. I did take the trouble to fold these over for a reason. If you're really, really curious, you can open it up. But there's a reason why I did it this way, and hopefully, will become clear if you're keeping score at home. So I'm sorry that your pages aren't folded over also. What we have in front of us is Tehillim Lamed. There is no rhyme or reason to the color. That was just the paper that was, I see people open it up. That was just the paper that was in the rabbi's computer. Oh, excellent. It's so tempting, right? Somebody hands you something that, you know, that says don't look. So what are you going to do? Of course you're going to look. All right, fine. This is really a psychology experiment that I was running here, right? No chumashim. No chumashim. I have pages, and there's a handout floating around. I think I made enough. I definitely should have made enough. What you have in front of you, if you're at home, what you can take out, if you would like, is Tehillim Perek Lamed. Is Tehillim Perek Lamed. Now, the reason why we're learning Tehillim Perek Lamed, I'll just let everybody, I spread some sidurim around, by the way, because, it doesn't matter. I just pulled off the shelf. I don't know. Right? You'll find Tehillim Perek Lamed in all of our sidurim. Tehillim Perek Lamed was, a late addition to our everyday tefillos. Tehillim Perek Lamed was added at the beginning of Shacharis. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll get there. But I, spread some around just because the sheet doesn't have English, but I'm going to read and translate, so don't worry. But the reason why we're going to learn Tehillim Perek Lamed is because, I don't know if you remember, but last week we had a request to learn about Hanukkah, and I mentioned to you that my problem learning about Hanukkah is that I always like to read a text, and by Hanukkah we don't really have a text. But it occurred to me that we make a liturgical addition to our tefillos, it's a little bit redundant, but we add Tehillim Perek Lamed at the end of Shacharis, every day of Hanukkah. I don't know if we all knew that, but we do. At the end of Shacharis, on every day of Hanukkah, we say Tehillim Perek Lamed. Now, I know what you're thinking. I thought you just said that Tehillim Perek Lamed was already part of the everyday tefillos. You are correct. Every morning of Hanukkah, we say Tehillim Perek Lamed twice. We say it in the beginning of Shacharis as part of our everyday tefillos, and we say it then again at the end of Shacharis as a special edition for Hanukkah. So what I would like to do this morning is learn Tehillim Perek Lamed. Attempt to understand what the Tehillim is about. You know, I suggested to a couple of people before I give shiurim in the shul, I like to bounce them off my friends and family, the topics, just to see if they're interesting or not. And so I remember this past Sukkot, I was sitting in the sukkah, and, this recorder's not working. Okay. I remember I was sitting in the sukkah, and was talking to, it was actually friends, it wasn't family at the time, but and I suggested, I think my dad was there, nobody cares, not important. I suggested, I wanted to know, maybe I would give some shiurim about davening. Not about like davening, just about davening in general, but I don't know, you know, to what extent you're familiar, but a lot of our tefillos, especially Psukei Dezimra, comes from Tehillim. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to learn those paragraphs of Tehillim and try to understand what the paragraphs mean and why they're part of our everyday davening. Why were these specific paragraphs chosen to be part of our everyday davening? As an example, in Kabbalah Shabbos is made up of six paragraphs of Tehillim. So why those six paragraphs of Tehillim as an introduction to Shabbos? You read through those six paragraphs of Tehillim and you won't find the word Shabbos, the word Shabbos. I just said that without checking, but I'm pretty certain. You won't find the word Shabbos. So what is it about those paragraphs of Tehillim that make them an appropriate introduction to Shabbos? We're not going to talk about those six paragraphs of Tehillim now, just an idea of what I wanted to talk about. People told me it wasn't so interesting. So we haven't done it. But this morning, we'll have the first installment. Tehillim Perek Lamed. So let's learn Tehillim Perek Lamed. You have in front of you the sheets. And we're going to start from Pasuk Beis. That's why this sheet is purposely folded over. Please, we'll get to the bottom in a couple of minutes. So let's start with Tehillim Perek Lamed. I want to understand why Tehillim Perek Lamed is part of our everyday davening. What is it about Tehillim Perek Lamed that was added for Chanukah? And let's understand the Tehillim in general. Let's learn Tehillim. Like we learn Chumash, let's learn Tehillim. Let's learn the words of David HaMelech. So, Tehillim Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis. Aromimcha Hashem kidu isani v'lo simachta yivayli. I will praise Hashem because, you know, I was learning this on Thursday night. I'm Orlando. Could you pass me one of those CD ones? I'm sorry to bother you. I was learning this on Thursday night with a couple of high school kids. A couple meaning, so about 35. I gave a shiur, in, YU. YU has this program called, TLN. It was started by Rabbi Aryeh Steckler, who's a TNEC, local TNEC product. Rabbi Steckler started the program. When he started it, it was called TTC. Now is taken over by Yeshiva University. It's called TLN. It's run by a fantastic fellow named Rabbi Phil Moskowitz. And Rabbi Moskowitz asked me if I would help out and give a shiur. Approximately, I don't know, 250, 300 high school kids were in YU on Thursday night learning a mishmar. And so I gave one of the shiurim. I gave a shiur to 9th and 10th graders. I had about 35 kids in the room. The shiur was a similar concept to what we're doing this morning, but very different. High school kids and this crowd is not exactly the same shiur. And I had kids from a couple from JC, from TABC. Where else were kids from? Oh, I had kids from MTA, and there was a couple from a school in Brooklyn. I don't remember what school it was now. It's slipping my mind. A couple of kids from Rambam. So it was a nice group of kids. It was about 35 kids. And I asked them, what does Dilisani mean? What does Dilisani mean? 9th and 10th grade kids presumably have been davening a minyan every single day, at least since their bar mitzvahs. Hopefully, you know, even before that. It's a paragraph we say every single day, and nobody knew the answer. A room of 35 kids in 9th and 10th grade, a word that they say every single morning. Nobody knew the answer. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't really so shocked or surprised. But it's very sad. I was upset. Aramimcha Hashem, David HaMelech says, Ki Dilisani, because Hashem has lifted me up. I will praise God. I will lift up God. Aramimcha Hashem, Ki Dilisani, because God has lifted me up. V'lo simachto yivayli, and Hashem has not allowed my enemies to be happy in my downfall. So what is this paragraph of Tehillim about? You've only read one pasuk. What's it about? David HaMelech is praising God because he was victorious over his enemies. I praise God because God has lifted me up. He has not allowed my enemies to be happy over me. So far, so good, right? Until we read the next pasuk. Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, Shivati Elecha, I pray to you, Vatir Pa'eni, and you healed me. So what is this paragraph of Tehillim about? David HaMelech is praising God because he was healed. Because David HaMelech presumably was sick, and now he is better. Is that the same as what we read in Pasuk Beis? Maybe. Sounds a little different. The first Pasuk is talking about Oivai. It's talking about enemies. The second Pasuk is talking about Vatir Pa'eni. It's talking about health. It's talking about sickness. Hashem, the next Pasuk, Ha'alisa min sha'ol nafshi. Hashem, you have raised me up from the depths of my soul. Chesani miyore divor. You have picked me up from the depths, from falling down to the depths. So what is this paragraph of Tehillim about? This sounds more like a psychological, spiritual healing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has raised David HaMelech's spirit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has picked up David HaMelech's his nefesh. These first three psukim, or really the next three psukim, we skip pasuk aleph. But these first three psukim, they give us a strange picture about what David HaMelech is talking about. But what we certainly know is that David HaMelech is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. For something David HaMelech is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And now David HaMelech switches. We have those first three psukim, which are sort of setting the tone. What is David HaMelech talking about? And now David HaMelech moves. Look at the next pasuk. Zamu Hashem Chasidav v'hodu l'zecher kachav. Right, praise Hashem Chasidav, the Chasidim of Hashem, his Kadosh Baruch Hu's pious people, the Hodu Lezecher Kacho, and give praise and give thanks. I'm sorry to the memory of Hashem's name, Lezecher Kacho, to Hashem's holiness. See, regardless of what David HaMelech is giving praise for, however we look at those first three psukim, this next pasuk could fit after any topic. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying? That there's like a move from the first three psukim to, it's like a new chapter, almost. It's not. It's part of the same chapter. But it's a different type of, in terms of just like structure of the paragraph of Tehillim. Is this clear what I'm trying to point out? The first three psukim are David explaining why he's praising Hashem, and now David HaMelech is on to something else, something new. Zamru Hashem chasidah v'hodu v'zecher kasher. He's now addressing specific people. Zamru Hashem chasidah v'hodu v'zecher kasher. Why? Why? Key, because why should we praise God? Key, rega biyapo chayim dirtzono, because a moment in his anger, a lifetime in God's will, in birtzono, it literally means his will, in his good graces. Be'erev yolin bechi v'laboke rina, at night you will cry, but in the morning you will be happy. Hashem birtzoncha hemadito lahariyos. Hashem, in your will, your desire, hemadito lahariyos. You made my mountain stand tall and strong. Histarta panecha yisi nihol. If you would turn your face, if you would hide yourself from me, then I would be afraid. Yisi nihol. Then I would be scared. Elecha Hashem ekra, and therefore, this is now the next stage. And therefore, Hashem, I call out to you, V'yel Hashem Eschanan, I seek your grace. Ma betza bedami beriditi al shachas. What good would it do? What good would it do if I would beriditi al shachas, if I fell down into the depths? Sayodcha afar. Would the dirt praise you? Hayagir amitecha. Would the dirt sing of your, would the dirt tell of your truth? Shema Hashem dechaneni. Therefore, Hashem, listen to me, Hashem, have compassion, Hashem, heyei ozerli, Hashem, be my help. Hafachta misvedi lemochali, you turned my misfade, my eulogy, misfade, you know, it comes from the same word as hespade. You turned my eulogy lemochali to forgiveness for me. Pitachta saki v'ta'azreni simcha, you opened my sackcloth, pitachta, you opened from pasach. Pitapasaki, you opened my sackcloth, vataazreni simcha, and you've clothed me with joy, lamani zamercha chavod velo yidom, so that I can sing of your honor, velo yidom, and never stop, Hashem Elokai li olam odeka, Hashem my God, forever I will thank you. So what is this paragraph of Tehillim about? What is this paragraph of Tehillim about? So it would appear, David HaMelech is praising God. For what is David HaMelech praising God? It's unclear. We have three different things, seemingly, in the first three psukim that David HaMelech is praising God for. The first is that David HaMelech was victorious over his enemies. The next pasuk is that David HaMelech vatir pa'eni. He was healed. He's now healthy, seemingly from disease. That's what the word, you know, refuah means. And third, Halisa min sha'ol nafshi, you brought me up from the depths of my spirit, like a psychological type, or a spiritual type of healing. Regardless, David HaMelech then looks out, Zamru Hashem chasida behodu lezecher kacho, and he says, okay everybody, let's go and let's praise Hashem. Why? Ki rega biyapo chayim v'tzono behem v'lebechi v'lebokeh rina, v'ani amarti b'shalvi, David HaMelech then looks back. V'ani amarti, did I skip a pasuk? I did, oh my gosh. I'll just translate it now. I'm sorry that I skipped it. I guess my eyes. I said Bishalvi, because in the same word as Shalva, peaceful, tranquility. I said when everything was well, Balemot Liolam, I will never fall. I'll never falter. But Hashem birtzoncha manatel arioz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you set the mountain. Mamelecha Hashem ekra, David HaMelech davens to Hashem. Now that we understand what this paragraph of the Tehillim means, we've read all of the psukim, we know what all of the words mean, we think we know what this paragraph of the Tehillim is talking about, I want everybody to open up the bottom of the page, and let's read Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. A song by David, Chanukas Habayis, for the dedication of the house. And so now I ask you, reading Pasuk Aleph, after knowing the rest of the Tehillim, what does this paragraph of Tehillim have anything to do with the dedication of a house? Second, what house was David HaMelech dedicating? When did David HaMelech write this paragraph of Tehillim? What is he talking about? These should be the simplest questions to answer, right? If we read Pasuk Aleph, you see why I did it this way, by the way. If we read Pasuk Aleph, we would have been thinking, Nizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. Okay, I know what this paragraph of Tehillim is about. This paragraph of Tehillim is about dedicating a house. Then we would have read all of the rest of Tehillim and everything would have made sense. But if you forget the first Pasuk for a second and you read the rest of the paragraph of Tehillim, you realize, or maybe you don't, but I had difficulty and the Rishonim had difficulty, wasn't doing anything. David HaMelech says, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, I will write a song for the dedication of a house. So I don't know which house, but the dedication of a house. And then David HaMelech writes a paragraph of Tehillim that seemingly has nothing to do with a house. Nothing to do with a house. So let's look back at this paragraph of Tehillim. Let's move through like we always do with the Pesukim and the Chumash, one Pesuk at a time. Let's see how our Rishonim and Achronim understood these Pesukim. And hopefully then we'll have a better understanding of what house David HaMelech was talking about and what this paragraph of Tehillim has to do with dedicating a house and why this paragraph of Tehillim is part of our everyday tefillos and why this paragraph of Tehillim is specifically added again on the days of Chanukah. David HaMelech writes, HaRomimcha Hashem kidu isani v'lo simachta oivalin and Me'iri. We don't get to use Me'iri often because I don't have the Me'iri perush on the Chumash. I don't know if it exists, but if it does, I don't have it. Right, Me'iri was a Rishon from Provence. That's France, southern France. Me'iri lived in Provence, if I remember correctly, at the end of the 12, beginning of the 1300s, if I remember correctly. And Me'iri's work somehow got lost. Me'iri was a contemporary of Rashba. Me'iri and Rashba corresponded on matters of halacha until about 100 years ago. Me'iri lived in the 12, 1300s. Until about 100 years ago, we didn't have Me'iri's writings. We had them on a couple of Masechta's randomness. But if you look through from the 1300s until about 100 years ago, nobody quotes Me'iri. Nobody, they just didn't have it. Somehow, I don't know, they didn't have it. And then we found some manuscripts in the past 100 years. We now have Me'iri on almost all of the Shas. It's a huge commentary, Me'iri, volumes of the Me'iri's writing. It's actually an interesting debate amongst like modern day halachic authorities how to view the writings of the Me'iri. The Me'iri was a Rishon, 12, 1300s, a contemporary of Rashba, so theoretically speaking, the Me'iri's writings should be very important in terms of how the halacha was set up. And so some modern day poskim say things to the extent of, I know that the Shulchan Aruch poskims like this. But if the Shulchan Aruch would have had the Me'iri, Yosef Karo didn't have the Me'iri's writings predominantly, had a few of them, and the Shulchan Aruch does quote the Me'iri in the Beis Yosef every now and then, but predominantly he didn't have it. So some people write, if he had the Me'iri, he would have given more weight to a given opinion that the Me'iri has, and therefore the halacha should be like this. And there's other postgame who take the exact opposite extreme. They say, you want to know what? If we lost the Me'iri, there's probably a reason why we lost the Me'iri. And it's very important that we have the Me'iri and we should learn the Me'iri, but let us not change the halacha the way that it was paskins for generations because we now found the Me'iri. And then you have all sorts of rabbanim in the middle that we treat the Me'iri. We don't give it extreme, significance different than everything else. We recognize that it's important, but it's fascinating because the Me'iri's writings, we rediscover them. We rediscover the writings of Me'iri in the past 100, maybe a little bit more than that years, but not much more than that. I don't really know how to look at it. It's very sad, but it's also very uplifting. Like the Me'iri, like we spoke about last week, how Rashi's influence was, so incredible on our learning. And it's so sad when you think about the Me'iri's contribution was lost for so many years. But it's very nice that now we found it and we have it again and we can relearn the Me'iri's words, the zechus that it is for the Me'iri. It's bittersweet, the story of the Me'iri's writing. But the Me'iri we don't learn often. But the Me'iri has a perush on Tehillim, and the Me'iri writes that David HaMelech wrote this paragraph of Tehillim after Shaul HaMelech died. Shaul HaMelech died. And in Shmuel Beis, if you look, you'll see that after Shaul HaMelech died, so David HaMelech was recognized universally as the Melech Yisrael, and David HaMelech was sent materials to build his own house. David HaMelech built a house out of wood. By the way, this was the impetus for David HaMelech wanting to build the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, David HaMelech was down in Kal Vachomer in his mind, I'm living in this nice house built of cedar wood, and God is living in a tent. It doesn't make sense. We need to build the Beis HaMikdash. And so David HaMelech writes this paragraph of Tehillim, according to Meiri, after he built his own house, his personal house, David HaMelech's palace. And so Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David. David HaMelech writes this paragraph of Tehillim on the dedication of David HaMelech's house. And David HaMelech says, Aramimcha Hashem ki bilisani v'lo simach lo'ivali, God, I will praise you because you lifted me up and do not allow my enemies to be happy over me. Which enemies? Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, who just died. Shaul HaMelech was David HaMelech's opponent. Remember, Shaul was the king. When David HaMelech was anointed to be the Melech by Shmuel, Shaul tried to kill David. We remember all of this a little bit. Shaul HaMelech was David HaMelech's opponent, at least in the beginning of David HaMelech's reign, while Shaul HaMelech was still a king. And you did not allow my enemies, Shaul HaMelech, to be happy in my defeat. Hashem Elokai Shivati Elecha Vatir Pa'eni, writes the Meiri, Hashem, my God, I daven to you, Vatir Pa'eni. It doesn't mean that he was healed. There's no physical ailment that David HaMelech had. It's like it's a metaphor. It's an analogy. You healed me. You made me victorious. I overcame. Vatir Pa'eni, Meiri suggests, doesn't only mean, I didn't look through Tanakh, I didn't look, but he suggests that you find throughout Tanakh, Vatir Pa'eni doesn't only mean healed from physical ailment, but Vatir Pa'eni, that I was victorious, I overcame. I had trouble, and now I'm past it. I overcame those troubles, Vatir Pa'eni, sort of like had he been healed from the disease. That's what Meiri writes, Vatir Pa'eni. Hashem ha'elisa min sha'ol nafshi chisani miyore divor. And then Meiri writes, and through David HaMelech's troubles, he found God. We've heard this before, right? That when somebody goes through a traumatic or difficult experience, sometimes that causes them to find God. So David HaMelech, while going through this trouble and this quarrel and this fight and this struggle with Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech, Hashem Elisa Min Sha'ol Nafshi Chisani Niyore Divor, from the very depths of the struggle, David HaMelech says, I found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh, not that David HaMelech didn't know God before he became the king, but he came to a better appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That David HaMelech turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I now appreciate you more, I recognize you more, having gone through the struggle, having been lifted up from the depths. My nefesh is now also higher. Not only have I overcome the struggles, but through going through those struggles, I have now come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zamru Hashem Chasidav Behodu L'Zechar Kacho. So that David HaMelech can now turn to the Chasidav, to the pious ones, and he can say to them, Zamru Hashem, why sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki rega biapo chayim birtsono. And says the Meiri, Ki rega biapo, because the moment in God's anger, the troubles, the difficulties that a person has in this world results in chayim virtsono, results in everlasting life in the good graces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Meiri that David HaMelech, going through the troubles and his difficulties with Shaul HaMelech, recognized that the troubles and difficulties that a person may have in this world will lead to greater bliss and enjoyment in the world to come. Says the Meiri that David HaMelech writes, Be'erev Yolin Bechi, that if somebody cries at night in the darkness of Olam Hazeh, then Laboke'erina. Now when it comes to the morning, when it comes to the light of Olam Haba, that person will have Rina. That person will be able to rejoice. You understand how Meiri is understanding this whole paragraph of Tehillim. David HaMelech is writing in response to trouble and struggle that he had in his life. And David HaMelech recognizes that through those troubles one can come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody could recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birtzonecha Hemadeta LaHarir Yoz, I recognize that even while God is histarti panecha isim evho, that even while God turns His face from me, even when I'm afraid, even when I'm scared, Hashem b'irtzoncha hemadata lahariyos, God's motivation can't compete with the nursery school. God's motivation the entire time is birtzoncha hamadata lahariyos, to make my mountain stand tall and stand strong, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us difficulty. But the ultimate reason, the goal behind it, is so that we should come out of it stronger. Even if not in Olam Hazeh, but certainly in Olam Haba. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not completely hiding from us. That his starts upon Ekraisim of all, God may turn, but he's not completely hiding from us. The motivation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is Birtzoncha Hemadata Lahariyos. David HaMelech recognizes that even if Rega Biapo, even if while I'm in this life, even if my life, it seems that God is angry at me, in truth, Chayim Birtzono, God really wants to give me life. If not life in Olam Hazeh, then God's motivation is life in Olam Haba. That if Ba'erev Yalin Bechi, that if I'm crying during the darkness of Olam Hazeh, I recognize that Laboke Arena, that in the morning there will be joy, there will be celebration. And therefore, Zamru LaHashem Chasidav, sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sing out, Hodu L'Zecher Kodesho, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the good things that happen, but also for the bad things that happen. Because I recognize that everything that happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to do good for me. I recognize that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws at me and everything that comes to me in my life is God attempting to improve, if not my Olam Hazeh, then certainly my Olam Haba. And therefore, David HaMelech davens, Eilecha Hashem Ekra V'El Hashem Eschanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it be that the troubles that I have in this life lead me to greater celebration in the world to come. Because Mabetza Midami Biridity El Shachas, what good can possibly come from me falling to the absolute depth? Hayodecha Afar, will the dirt praise you? Will I be able to praise God when I'm low like dirt? If I die and I'm buried and I return to the dirt, that will praise God. Hayagid Amitecha, that will speak of God's truth. David HaMelech davens that his suffering should not be for naught. Right, Man's Search for Meaning, right? Logotherapy, Viktor Frankl. This is famous, right? This is famous. Viktor Frankl was a Holocaust survivor afterwards. He was a psychologist before, but I believe it was afterwards that he started logotherapy. I think that that's right. I read the book years ago. I may be a little bit off there, but I think that that's correct. And whatever you call it, logotherapy, that, you know, that's what it's called. His mahalach, and that's the English word that I can't find. His method of psychology is to help people find meaning in their suffering. Viktor Frankl claims to have learned through his experiences in the Holocaust, and he has proven out in his, you know, method of psychology, it's called logotherapy, that they're very cute, the nursery's coming, that if a person finds meaning in his suffering, then a person will be able to deal with that suffering. And that suffering is no longer something which depresses the person, but it's something which can strengthen the person. Because he recognizes that he's not suffering for naught, that his difficulties serve purpose. And that's the method and the goal of logotherapy, is to help people find meaning in their suffering. And the book is called Man's Search for Meaning. It's one of bestsellers of all time. I don't know. He sold many a copy, but you can look it up. It's a small little book. I don't know, maybe 100-some-odd pages. It's a good read. It's a good read. You can fly through it. It's very interesting. It's not only about the psychology. It's also about his experiences in the Holocaust. It's very interesting. But if we're understanding the Erie's shot correctly, then Viktor Frankl is not telling us any chidushim that we didn't know already from the Erie at the end of the 1200s. That David HaMelech wrote even years before that. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done in HaMelech Davin, Zeylecha Hashem, Ekra V'yel Hashem Eschanan. Let me recognize the meaning in the suffering. Let me recognize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me suffering and my Olam Hazeh has problems, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most probably building for me a greater Olam Haba. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not hiding from me completely. His start upon Echa, Isi, Nehol, that's not what God is doing. What God is doing is Hashem Birtsodcha Hamadasa Lahariyos. That David HaMelech recognizes, Ki Yega Biapo, Bar Chayim Birtsona. That if the Erev Yalan Dechi, then La Boke Arena. Beautiful, right? It's beautiful. There's Miri's understanding of David HaMelech. It's beautiful. So Shema Hashem Nechaneni Hashem Heyei Ozer Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, please listen to my tefillos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring me closer to you. Hafachta Mispadi Levochali. Turn my misbeh, turn my eulogy Lemochali into my forgiveness. The troubles that I have, it fits, right? Turn the troubles that I have into my mechila, into my forgiveness. Pitach basaki v'tazreini simcha. Turn my sackcloth, my troubles, my difficulties into joy. The very things that give us trouble will ultimately give us joy. Leman yizamercha chabod v'lo yidom. So that, not in this world. We cannot give God praise below Yidom in this world. Everlasting praise is not in Olam Hazeh. Everlasting praise is in Olam Haba. L'man yizamercha chavod below Yidom, so that I will always in Olam Haba be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokai li'olam odeka. Hashem my God forever, forever, even in Olam Haba, even when my neshama goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will always be able to sing your praise. The understanding of Ni'iri is paragraph of Tehillim. Beautiful, right? It's beautiful. What a beautiful Meiri. No, when we learn these Tehillim, I've said this every single day for years. Years, yeah. Okay. We're not done yet. We're not done. Well, one shot. When was the last time that I came here and only gave one approach? Come on. Even a couple of weeks ago, remember when I did that long Rabbi Hirsch about Yaakov fighting in the Malach, I still gave you Rashbam. It's not my style. What approach? Things aren't that simple. Things aren't that simple in life. Sometimes you wish they were, but they're not. There's always more than one approach. There's always more than one approach. I will let you speak, but let's keep learning a little bit more. I think that this week I'm finally managing okay. So let's keep going. Rashi has a different understanding. Rashi has a different understanding. And Rashi writes that what we would have thought initially, when we first read this paragraph of Tehillim, or at least when we first read Pasuk Aleph, of this paragraph of Tehillim, Miz Moshir Chanukah Sabayis with David. What house is David HaMelech dedicating? I would have said it. You probably would have said it. David HaMelech is dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. Of course. Of course, right? Of course David HaMelech is dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi writes. Miz Moshir Chanukah Sabayis with David. The paragraph is a dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. And so now the challenge that Rashi had and the challenge that we have right now is, well, what does this paragraph have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Right? We understood that according to the Meiri, David HaMelech was dedicating his own house. And David HaMelech saw in the dedication of his house his victory over Shaul HaMelech. And David HaMelech saw in that victory redemption. We understand how Meiri learned this paragraph of Tehillim and what it had to do, or at least what David HaMelech dedicating his house, you know, why that may have caused David HaMelech to write this paragraph of Tehillim. But according to Rashi, that David HaMelech is dedicating the Beis HaMikdash, what does this paragraph have to do with the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash? What does this paragraph of Tehillim have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? That was Rashi's challenge, and that is now our challenge. And so Rashi writes, Aromimcha Hashem kidu isani velo simachta oyivai li. Rashi explains, David HaMelech wasn't always the most popular of kings. David HaMelech had significant opposition, especially when it came to David HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, David HaMelech did not build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem did not allow David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi writes that people used to say that David HaMelech wasn't worthy of building the Beis HaMikdash because David HaMelech sinned. What was David HaMelech's tremendous sin that he did that wouldn't allow him to build the Beis HaMikdash? Says Rashi, David HaMelech sinned with Bathsheba. That David HaMelech took Bathsheba, the whole Maisa that happened, and so David HaMelech was upset, was disturbed, that he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash.
And so David HaMelech says, Aromimcha Hashem kidu isani velo simach toiv ali. I will praise God because God has raised me up. He has not allowed my enemies to be happy in his downfall. The enemies are the people who used to say that David HaMelech wasn't worthy to build the Beis HaMikdash because he sinned with Bathsheba. And how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick him up? Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech's son from Bathsheba. So David HaMelech saw when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really forgave him for the sin with Bathsheba. I will praise God because God has picked me up over my enemies, over those say that I have not been forgiven. Hashem Elokai Shivati Elecha Vatir Po'eni. God, I davened to you and you healed me. Again, doesn't mean a physical healing. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave David HaMelech Slicha, Mechila, Kapara. Hashem forgave David HaMelech, so that the next pasuk is beautiful. Hashem Harisa Min Sha'ol Nafshi. Hashem, you've uplifted my soul. You've given me forgiveness for my Averos Chisani Miyare Divar. You've pulled me out of the depths of spiritual, whatever you fall into when you sin. That God pulled him out. Pulled him from the Gehenna, if you will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave David HaMelech. That's what Rashi writes. This paragraph is about forgiveness. If I can jump the gun for a second before I continue reading the rest of this paragraph of Tehillim. So what does it have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe according to Rashi it's even beautiful. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where we go to bring our karbonos. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where we go to ask for forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place where we go to get closer to God if we feel that we've become distant. If we know the Mishnah is right, I try to say this often. I don't say it enough. It's my own personal belief. I really think that it's true. You know, sometimes we get to like Tisha B'Av time, you know, and we're trying to figure out what the mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully, we're trying to figure out mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. And sometimes we don't realize what are we mourning? What are we missing? You know, like what would life be different if we had the Beis HaMikdash? So okay, we'd be living in Israel, okay, that would be different. We might be speaking Hebrew, maybe, I don't know. That would be different. We had korbanos, okay, that would be different. But what would it mean for me? In my everyday life, what is different? That we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And you know what? I really, really believe that the answer is, I truly, truly believe this to be true. I really do. And I'm not going to bring all the proofs right now, but just to mention, the Beis HaMikdash was a place where you can go and be close to God. That was the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnayos tell us that there were miracles, 10 miracles that used to happen every day in the Beis HaMikdash. You used to walk into the Beis HaMikdash and like Avoseinu Vakriyas Yamsuf, you used to be able to point with your finger and say, Zeh Keli Vanvehu, this is my God and I will glorify him. I'm sorry. Where did I put that paper? I totally forgot and I'm breaking my flow and I apologize. But the shiur was sponsored this morning and I forgot to read it. I'm sorry. The shiur this morning is sponsored, you see why I remember this at this point, but the shiur this morning is sponsored in memory of Rabbi Shelley Miller. Shelley's Yorksite was yesterday. So the shiur is in memory of Rav Shneur Zalman ben Aaron Zelig, Zichrono Livracha. Sometimes things happen and you ask yourself, where is God? Like, how could things like that happen? Like, where are you? And those were the moments when you needed the Beis HaMikdash. Where you could go to the Beis HaMikdash and you could see, you could point with your finger, and you could say, Zeh Keli Vanvehu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't only a place of Slicha, Mechila, and Kapar. You see, Slicha, forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it brings us closer to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? It brings you closer to God when God gives you forgiveness. You were distant. You separated yourself from Hashem by sinning. Now you come back. You come closer to Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't only about Slicha and Mechila. The Beis HaMikdash was about feeling close to God. That's what we're missing. We're so distant. We're so foreign. We don't feel God in our lives. That was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where you can go and you could feel God. And so David HaMelech, according to Rashi's understanding, wrote a paragraph of dedication to the Beis HaMikdash. And what was the paragraph about? The paragraph was about coming closer to God. The paragraph was about David HaMelech writing that he had sinned, he had distanced himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God forgave him, he now feels closer to Hashem. He feels that he's brought back. to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aromim Hashem, he praises God because God has brought him back. He has proved his enemies wrong. God has Vatir Paimi. God has healed David HaMelech in a spiritual sense, in a psychological sense. Chisani miyore divor. He's uplifted him from the depths. David HaMelech is now closer, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's closer. He's back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David HaMelech is writing. David HaMelech writes, Ki rega biapo. You have to recognize that God's anger is short. God doesn't stay angry. Chayim birsono. The entire life, God wants to be with you. The Ki rega biapo, even if God gets angry for a moment, recognize that there is tshuva. Chayim birsono. A bad day. A bad day. We can come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Erev Yolin Bechi, even if we're crying at night, La Bokerina, in the morning there could be rejoicing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stay angry at us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva. If we bring the darkness of night upon ourselves, if we bring the anger of God upon ourselves, recognize that Chayim Birtsono, God doesn't want to be angry. God wants to be with us. God wants Milabokerina. In the morning there could be rejoicing. The power of tshuva. Va'ani amarti b'shalvi, David HaMelech says, Baal emot li'olam. I thought that I would never slip up. I thought that I could do it. I thought that I could always beat the Yetzer Hara. But Hashem birtzoncha hamadita lahariyos hisparta panecha ha'isi nivhal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realized that really it was you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was always giving me the strength. Really it was you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who were lifting my mountain on high. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says we have to be cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when things are going well. David HaMelech looks back and he says, Ani amarti b'shalvi ba'alem ot li'olam. I thought when things were good that I would never fall. I thought that once I'd reached a tremendous peak, that I could level off. I could stay there without so much struggle. But David HaMelech realizes, Hashem birtzoncha hamadita lahariyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it was you who gave me the strength. And therefore, Eilecha Hashem Ekla V'yel Hashem Eschanan, David HaMelech says, I need to continuously, constantly, be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'betza b'dami b'riduti al shachas, what is the tefillah that David HaMelech says? David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'betza b'dami b'riduti al shachas. If I've made a mistake, and I've lowered myself down to the depths, Hayodecha Ofer Hayagir Amitecha, will it help to keep me down there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me forgiveness. Raise me back up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring me back closer to you. What good does it do to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm down like the dirt? Hafachta misbidi lemochali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tshuva. Tshuva turns our sins into zechuyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turn my averos into merits. Pitachta saki v'tazreini simcha, take off my sackcloth, my averos. And gird me with and clothe me with happiness, l'man yizamercha chavod v'lo yudom, so that I can continue to do good, I continue to do better, v'lo yudom, never stopping. Hashem Elokai li'olam odeka, now that I've done tshuva, now that I've come back, I will continue to praise you forever and ever. Rashi's understanding of this paragraph of Tehillim a little bit different than the Iri's understanding of this paragraph of Tehillim. Rashi's understanding of this paragraph of Tehillim is it's a paragraph of Tehillim about tshuva. It's a paragraph of Tehillim about return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is yet a third approach that I'd like to discuss with you this morning. This third approach is the approach of the Malbim. The relayer of Meir Leib Weizen. The approach of the Malbim. By the way, somebody asked me in the summer if I could write a summary of the Shiurim. So generally speaking, I don't. Because I don't have time, and I apologize for that. I'll try to get better about it if I can. But there will be a summary of this year, or at least a little blurb about it, coming out in the next Shul Bulletin. I wrote a part of this year for the next Shul Bulletin. So if you want to grab it, then you'll see a little summary. Not everything that we're saying here, but some of it. So the approach of the Malbim. The approach of the Malbim is the third approach. And the Malbim writes that this paragraph of Tehillim is not dedicating a house. Hang on a second. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LaDavid.
It's a paragraph of Tehillim, a song dedicating the house, written by David HaMelech.
David says, no. It's the first pasuk that needs to be taken, not literally. You understand? The other approaches that we read so far take different psukim, not literally, right? For example, both Meiri and Rashi understood the word vatir pa'eni to mean not a literal healing from sickness, but an overcoming of troubles, according to the Meiri, or, you know, being brought closer to Hashem, you know, according to Rashi. The Malbim says, no, that pasuk should be taken literally. It's the first pasuk that we have to re-understand. Malbim says, this Moshir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid, a dedication of the house, is not really a house. The house, Malbim says, is a metaphor. A metaphor for David HaMelech's body. The Malbim says that David HaMelech got sick. David HaMelech had a disease. And David HaMelech got better. David HaMelech received help. He returned to his strength. And so David HaMelech writes, Aramimcha Hashem ki bilisani v'lo simachto oivai li. David HaMelech was very sick. He was very ill. People thought that David HaMelech was going to die. And some people were happy about it. Some people wanted to get rid of David HaMelech. David HaMelech got better. He returned to health. Hashem Elokai shivati elecha v'tir po'eni. Hashem, I daven to you and you healed me. And David HaMelech says, therefore those enemies of mine, oyevai, who wanted me dead, are no longer happy. So Aramimcha Hashem kidilisani, Hashem, I praise you, I give you thanks because you healed me, you brought me back. Hashem ha'alisa min sha'ol nafshi chisani miyore divor. Malbim writes a fascinating comment. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you lifted me from the depths of my soul. Malbim writes, David HaMelech here makes note that sometimes physical illness, sometimes physical ailment is a result of a spiritual flaw. That sometimes we make mistakes and we sin and therefore God punishes us with disease. So David HaMelech writes, Chisani miyore divor ha'alisa min sha'ol nafshi. Maybe why was I sick? Maybe I was sick because there was a flaw in my nefesh, in my soul. Maybe I sinned. Zamru Hashem chasidam v'hodu l'zecher kacho. So David HaMelech says, excuse me, I'm sorry. We have to thank Hashem because he got better. We praise Hashem. We Zabru Hashem Chasidim. Everybody should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When somebody gets better, they recognize that Hashem has healed them, so they don't only hodu lezechar kacho, they don't only thank Hashem themselves, but Zabru Hashem Chasidim. They spread out. Everybody else, listen to what happened to me. Look, praise God. Everybody praise God. Malbim writes, David HaMelech is responding to regaining his strength, to recognizing his near-death experience and coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech is recognizing that sometimes physical illness is a result of spiritual problems. Where am I? Ki rega b'yapo chayim b'rtzono b'erev yolin bechi v'labok erina. Malbim writes like the Malbim, like the Meiri, I'm sorry. That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us troubles, gives us disease. But why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us disease? To bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To bring us closer to Hashem. And now this is where Malbim's shot, I think, is very beautiful. V'ani amalti b'shalvi bal emot li'olam. I thought b'shalvi, when I was with tranquility, when I was healthy, when I was strong, when life was going on in my regular routine, I thought, Baal Emot Li'olam, I can handle everything. Baal Emot Li'olam, I don't need any help. I don't need anything. I'm a strong guy. I can do it myself. Ani amati b'shalvi Baal Emot Li'olam. But now I recognize that Hashem b'rtzoncha hamadita l'harayos. Histarta panecha ha'isi nevhol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all my strength, it really came from you. If you'll turn your face away from me, even for a little bit, then I'm frightened, I'm afraid, then I get ill, then I get sick, then I get weak. So therefore, Elecha Hashem, Ekra V'el Hashem Eschana, and therefore I call out to you, Hashem, to keep me healthy, even when I am healthy, not only when I'm sick, because I recognize that my continued strength comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma betza b'dami b'riditi al shachas. What good would it do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What good would it do if I could not serve God? You see, now Malbim writes, Elohim writes, if I'm weak, if I'm diseased, if I'm lying in bed, so then how can I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What good does it do God if I'm in a weakened state? The reason why I can want to be healthy is so that I can continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'man yizamer chavo v'lo yidom. Why am I davening to Hashem to give me health? So that I continue to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Malbim writes another beautiful pshat. Shema Hashem v'chaneini Hashem heyeyoz eli HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make me strong again, give me health. Hafachta mispedi limochali. Mispeid, we said, it comes from the same word as hespeid. David HaMelech writes, even if your disease is at the point of mispeid, it's at the point where people are writing eulogies. Pitachta saki, sackcloth is worn by mourners. Even if your disease is at the point where people are beginning to mourn, they're putting on sackcloth. Hafachta mispedi limochali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can turn it around. You can make that mismade into mechila. Pitachta saki v'tazreini simcha, you can turn that sackcloth into simcha. L'man yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom. Why do I daven for strength? Why do I daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me so that I can praise God? Sometimes we lose track of that. Sometimes we ask God for help. We ask God for things because we want them. Because we want things. But really, tefillah, really our lives are about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I ask God for things because I think that those things will help me to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say in our tefillos during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva and on the Yomim Noraim, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melechafetz L'chaim, V'chasveinu B'sefer HaChaim. Why? L'ma'ancho Elohim Chaim. For you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for me. I ask life for me. I ask life so that I can serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does David HaMelech ask to be healthy? L'man yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom. So that I can continue to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokai L'yolam Odeka. So we've learned this paragraph of Tehillim. We've learned three understandings of this paragraph of Tehillim. The understanding of the Meiri, the understanding of Rashi, the understanding of Malbim. And so I would like first to review what it is that we learned from this paragraph of Tehillim, and then in closing to suggest why I believe this paragraph of Tehillim is part of our everyday davening, and why I believe this paragraph of Tehillim is added especially during the days of Hanukkah. The first thing we learned from this paragraph of Tehillim is Aromimecha Hashem. Praise God. Simple. Praise God for what we have. The second thing we learned is Zamru Hashem Chasidav, is to be an example for others of praising God. To show others how we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to help them do the same. Zamru Hashem Chasidav. It's like David HaMelech writes in a different paragraph of Tehillim, Mizmor L'soda Hariyu Hashem Kol Haaretz. When you give thanks, it's another one of our paragraphs from davening, right? David HaMelech writes, it's a beautiful phrase. Mizmor L'soda, I write a praise of thanks. Everybody sing the praise of God. When I thank God, I don't do it alone. That's why we make kiddushim and things like that, right? It's obvious. It's not just because we like the food. It's because when we thank God, we want others to thank God with us. When you give thanks and praise to God, you attempt to have others give thanks and praise to God with you. We learned from the Meiri that sometimes life is difficult. That even for tzaddikim, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us trials and tribulations, but we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal is not to punish us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal is to reward us. That if life is difficult in Olam Hazeh, it will help us in Olam Haba. That mispeid becomes mechila. That saki becomes simcha. That ba'erev yalim bechi becomes labokerina. We also learn from the Meiri that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hurt us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not out to get us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to help us find the right path. And we learned from the Meiri also that we should take advantage of the trials and tribulations that life throws at us. I had prepared this year, I read this Meiri earlier this week, I got a phone call after Shabbos from somebody who was a little bit upset with something that I did. When I say a little bit upset, I don't mean a little bit. And that's one of the things that I'm learning after I took over from Eric Fazansky, that as much as you try, you can't always make everybody happy. And so I got a phone call of somebody who was very angry with something that I did, and the truth be told, that I tried my best. I really did. I tried my best. And this lady was yelling at me, and I had this eerie fresh in my mind, and I smiled. I was on the phone. That was why I could smile. I couldn't smile. I couldn't smile if I was face to face with her. But I had her on the phone, so I was able to smile. I said to the lady, I apologize. I said, I'm sorry. I tried. I did my best. But I was thinking in the back of my mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me this lady to help me. Because I just learned this Me'iri. It's such a difficult thing to do. I'm not a big tzaddik. I really probably read the Me'iri. Like, as she was calling me, I had the Me'iri open in front of me. That's what it was like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing me this Me'iri. But if we recognize that sometimes the difficulties that we have in life are really there to help us, then it helps us, like Viktor Frankl taught us. It helps us to get through those difficulties in life. It helps us to move on. And we learn that from the Me'iri's understanding of this paragraph of Tehillim. We learn from Rashi's understanding the greatness of tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to return, that we can come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Beis HaMikdash was a place to come closer to God. And we learn from Rashi's understanding that we have to thank God not only for the bad, we have to thank God not only for the good, I'm sorry, we also have to thank God for the bad that we have in our lives. We learn from the Malbim that sometimes physical illness can have spiritual roots. That while we go to doctors and we get antibiotics and we go through modern medicine, we also have to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also have to do tshuva. We have to look at our actions and think possibly maybe how we can improve to get better. We learn from the Malbim that when Hashem heals us, that when we get better, we recognize that it's not only the medicine that gets us better. It's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gets us better. We have to realize, like the Malbim taught us in this paragraph of Tehillim, that unfortunately for us, we are human beings. Our strength is limited. We can become weak in the blink of an eye. That while we think, Amarti b'shalvi bal emo li'olam, that while we think we will live forever, we will always be strong in reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rtzoncha hamadat lahar riyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us our strength. And if his start of panecha, if he turns from us even for a second, then hayisin in hol, then we'll become afraid, we'll become weak, we'll recognize that our strength is not what we thought it was. And finally, we learn from the Malbim that we daven to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things because of gaiva, or because of kavod, or because of taiva. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things because we believe that those things will help us serve Hashem. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, l'man yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom, so that Hashem Elokai li'olam odeka. What a beautiful paragraph of Tehillim we've learned this morning. How many things we learn from 13 psukim of the mouth of David HaMelech. And so why do we say this paragraph of Tehillim every single day? I want to suggest to you that it's a combination of all of these approaches. We begin our day, this paragraph of Tehillim was put in the beginning of our tefillah so that we should recognize, like Me'iri taught us, that everything that happens, good or bad, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing I say, not the very first thing, but in the beginning of my tefillos, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Me'iri says, and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is from you. Good or bad, puts our day in perspective. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe also like Rashi teaches us, that today can be different. If yesterday I made mistakes, if yesterday I wasn't the best I could be, then there's the koach of tshuva. I recognize that today is a new beginning, a new start. I can come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Malbim writes, maybe, we put this paragraph of Tehillim in the beginning of our tefillos to rededicate ourselves to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to rededicate our strengths, our physical well-being, our energies to the service of God. So that this paragraph of Tehillim is placed in the beginning, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayis LeDavid, it's a rededication both of ourselves, of our thought processes, and of our house to the service of God. Of our shuls, like Rashi writes, of our Batei Medrash, of our Batei Knesses, to bring us closer, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A beautiful paragraph of Tehillim to start the day. And why Chanukah? So this is a little bit trickier. But maybe I can suggest the following understanding. Maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe I can suggest the following understanding. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis B'David, we know Chanukah. Chanukah was the time when the Chashmonaim rededicated the service of the Beis HaMikdash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They rededicated the Beis HaMikdash and its service back to God. And so we say this paragraph of Tehillim to rededicate our shuls back to God. We say this paragraph of Tehillim to rededicate our energies back to God. You know, Chanukah is at a funny time during the year. Not really funny like laughter funny, but interesting funny. Chanukah comes to us after the longest prolonged break we have from any holidays on the Jewish calendar. Chanukah comes to us after the long month of Mar Cheshvan, and the truth is that Kislev also doesn't have any good days until you get to Chanukah, which is all the way on the 25th. Chanukah comes to us, I feel like this is something that Rabbi Hirsch would have written. Chanukah comes to us in the depths of winter. Chanukah comes to us when the days are short and dark, when it's cold and snowing. And Chanukah reminds us that that little bit of oil can continue to burn bright. Chanukah reminds us that amidst all of the darkness, there's a little bit of light, and that little bit of light will never go out. Chanukah reminds us, like the Me'iri, that even if life brings us troubles, trials, and tribulations, we can pull through. The light will not be extinguished. We can look at the Ner Chanukah and draw strength. We say in this paragraph of Tehillim on Chanukah, like the Me'iri, to strengthen our resolve in the darkest days of Golus. We say this paragraph of Tehillim like Rashi, to rededicate our Batei Medrash and our Batei Knesios like the Maccabees of old, to rededicate, as they did long ago, our institutions to the service of God. And we say this paragraph of Tehillim like Malbim suggests, to rededicate ourselves, to resolve like the Judah Maccabees stood and called out, Mila Hashem Elai, who is to God? Come to me! Who is to God? Who will dedicate their strengths, their energies, their resolve to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The call of the Maccabim, Mila Hashem Elai, is the call of this paragraph of Tehillim, according to the Malbim. A rededication of our emotions, thoughts, strengths, and energies to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a beautiful paragraph of Tehillim, and what a beautiful way to begin every day and to end our tefillah specifically on the holiday of Chanukah. I hope that my suggestions have found favor in your eyes. A lot of them are my own, especially about the tefillahs and about Chanukah. I hope that makes sense. I hope that they add to your tefillahs. I hope that they give you the ability to say this tefillah with different kavanos, with different thoughts, with new emotions, that they should cause us really to rededicate ourselves, to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we should merit, like we say on Chanukah, Chasov Zero HaKodshecha, Vekarev Ketha Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back, the Golos should come to an end, we should have the Geula, which David HaMelech saw for himself in this paragraph of Tehillim. Everybody have a great day, and thank you for coming. Yeah, sure.